for this, I say.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Playing with your fingernails a little bit, like this, kind of stimming, it's called, I'd say.
All right. So after that, like, what your therapist say? What did they say, or what did he?
I did an assessment for ADHD, but like an it's a, like an not a diagnosis, but a just a general test.
Okay.
And on there, I definitely scored quite some points,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not enough to get the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So she realized that suspected that it's more like autism and not ADHD, maybe both. But she also said it's not really useful to get the diagnosis.
Why not?
Because you can treat the symptoms without having the diagnosis.
Okay, so they would suggest you to treat the symptoms.
Yeah.
Like how?
You can do like behavioral therapy.
All right.
But for me, it all one symptom was also a lot of anxiety that I had to deal with.
Okay.
When I started the apprenticeship and had to come out of my shell a little bit,
right?
It helped me a lot to get used to it, and it's not that much of a problem anymore.
Okay, so they would. Do you know what kind of behaviors treatment that they would give
it's,
to people?
I think
who
it's
are.
some type of therapy is called confrontation therapy. So if you have anxiety,
right,
then
right.
you are
okay.
You get a little bit pushed into situations where you have to talk to people
to deal with things. Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay, but I thought that would be, I thought the behavioral treatment would be something like make you less active, because seems like the ADHD people would be like more active in terms of their behaviors, but then so it's not about that, or it's just it would be part of it.
Yeah, it depends on how your ADHD manifests, I guess.
All right.
If you're like the very active type, then you might need some medication,
mm-hmm.
that could help. But if you have anxiety due to the ADHD,
mm-hmm.
then medication might not help, and you have to do confrontational therapy.
Right. Interesting. So the reason I ask all about this is really I wanted to, from your experience and understanding, of course, is how the society, how the medical area, those people define and treat this ADHD people, the so-called ADHD people or so-called ADHD symptoms, right? Because I do have my own understanding towards to this, and you probably know it because I expressed a little bit last time. But before I share about my opinions, what is your understanding and opinions towards to ADHD as symptom? I don't even know why it could be called symptom. It's just like some kind of signs, right? But
yeah.
How do you think about it?
So ADHD and autism and things like that are all part of neurodivergency is the word, I think. And if you think about the word, it just means that your brain works differently.
Right.
So it's more like if you know how to live with how your brain works, then it's not hindering you in doing the things you like.
Mm-hmm.
It might even help.
Mm, I see. So do you think it's a... Would you see it as a positive thing or neutral thing or negative thing?
It depends. It can be positive. Like if you have a hyperfixation on some topic and you research it a lot,
right.
then that's a good thing, I think. And especially if you can make it a profession.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But if you're really struggling to pay attention in classes,
yeah.
Especially in Germany, because the work culture really likes certificates.
Okay.
So you have to have some kind of paper that says you, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can do this job.
Okay.
And if you don't have that, then you got some problems to find a job later on.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you really struggle in school, then it's a negative thing and you should get medication, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Because for me, I definitely feel like it's not something negative. I don't even think it should be treated as a disease. Like if you have cancer, that's disease.
Yeah.
If you have like pain in your chest and from some kind of disease or whatever, that's symptom, right? But if you're like, your brain is active, you think about a lot of things and have harder problem or have harder time to pay attention on what's written on the whiteboard in the class, I highly doubt it should be called symptom. It's just like, I'm not like trying to justify for myself because I'm definitely one of those children. But like, that's why I feel like I suffered a lot from the traditional educational system, at least in what I got in China. But I think the world is like this, right? Because ADHD is obviously a symptom or disease that defined in the what or created in the Western world, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like being active in your brain is definitely one sign of your creativity, right? If you're just like thinking about what's going on that's there and fully focused on that, only receive the information people are telling you and not have this wandering mind, then how are you going to be creative, right? So you think about everything, and then you think about different information that comes to your mind, and you have this, I think it's called DMN or something, that mode where your brain is not focused on learning anything at the moment, but it gives you some kind of space to generate all this idea that might seem unrelated, but then you come up with something. And that's where I think creativity comes from. So if people are just more active, it might be because they are just so good at receiving information from what's going on in the world, not just like in the whiteboard. And then you are start to give them medicine to press that, and you tell them that this is bad. Because children are almost all... mammals, at least, like the kind of creatures, right? We're even dogs or cats, right? Then I think we adjust our behaviors and based on the reaction and feedback from others. So they are active, their mind is active, it could be a good thing, but then you tell them this is bad and they start to press that. And I feel like people could suffer from it, and you probably kill how do you call that? People who are super talented?
Genius,
right? You might kill the geniuses. Yeah, you might kill them.
Yeah, it's more, they're not suffering from the autism or ADHD they have. They are suffering from the system they are living in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think I should write a book expressing my opinions, because this is really where I feel how I express, how I observe my growth from childhood to adulthood, where I have to learn all these things, and I struggle with it, and I got criticized a lot of times, and some teachers that I met, they were very respectful and supportive. They encourage you to do what you are good at and then point it out. But some people, they're just like, they hated it. They hate you. They hate this kind of children because you're too active and you're not like very, very disciplined by following all the rules. And that actually made me suffer a lot. I read this, by the way, is that for ADHD people, they have this hyper-focus mode where they are interested in doing something they're interested in. They're super, super focused. I noticed that myself has that too. And then they get very bored and lost their attention very quickly when they're doing something that they don't find interesting,
yeah.
Which is me as well. I guess you're like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Right. I will pass that to you too later. But then I want to say, another thing is that for ADHD people, they normally or tend to have higher resilience because they have to, like if they made it to go through all the educational system, traditional educational system, where they have to do it, but they have to like press what they're not good at for this system, and then made it through, pass all these exams. So they these kind of experiences help them to build some higher level of I would say like resilience, because you made some difficult time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not for everyone. There's a saying in Russian that goes like, the same water that hardens the egg softens the potato. If you're going through the system and you're getting out of it stronger, then it's good. But maybe some people
couldn't make it, right?
Yeah, they don't make it.
They
fall under the bus and
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That it could be right, like one of the thing for those ADHD people. But I do agree with you that the whole system is, like, especially for the foundational education system, is that it's really hard to make it a customized for everybody. So it has to be designed for most of the people with the current knowledge that we have, and then iterate from there. But I do feel like in the future, we probably would be able to have more customized education. But before that era comes, we sort of have to like deal with that. So for people who have ADHD and then you are lucky enough to have all the support and you made it, and then later on, great. If you find the space for you to express your interest, your creativity, and then you might be just late bloomer, I guess.
That's the point. Yeah, it's a system. There's also another saying that's like, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life thinking it's stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. But I guess when we talk about this traditional educational system, is that the fish has to climb the mountain to some level, and then to like, well, maybe there's like ocean or something. I don't know. But that doesn't make sense, because the ocean cannot be like appear on the top of mountain. So anyways, I feel like, at least this is in my opinion. So my experience is that when I grow up, and I definitely find, because people think adulthood is more challenging and more difficult than childhood. What do you think?
Good question. I think adulthood is
It's
pretty hard to figure out in general. That's the hardest part.
But there's a comparison. My question is about the comparison, right? Is the childhood harder, or is the adulthood harder? You don't have, like, or in what aspects, to what extent, which one is the more difficult?
I think that's a question you can't really answer, because it really depends on the person and on the,
yourself,
on your circumstances.
Okay, yourself.
If you're, for me, it being an adult is much harder, I'd say.
Right, being adult?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to figure out how to do your laundry, how to cook and everything, and also to time everything after work, and you still have to do the things.
Right.
And that's pretty hard.
Okay. I actually thought you would say making money, build a career is harder, but then you said doing laundry and cook food. Okay, that's, in that case, but you can eat the food that you wanted, but when you're child.
Yeah, you have a lot more freedom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you're a child, you cannot eat snacks whenever you want. But when you're an adult, if you do allow yourself to do this, and you basically can go to supermarket, grab all the thing you wanted, although they could be trash food or whatever, right?
Yeah, but you also have to restrict yourself that you don't do that too often.
Oh, yeah, that's the difficult part. That's what I'm saying, in what aspect, to what extent, right? So, my answer is, also, I have to answer it more critically, is that it's not like in general, but I definitely think adulthood is more fun than childhood. Maybe because I grew up in China with that educational system. Now the Chinese children have more choices if their parents pull them in different educational system, though. But I'm just talking myself, right? For myself, is that when I was a child, I had to study day and night, literally like 16 hours per day, and I have no freedom. And it was, like I didn't need to make money. I didn't need to figure out like what kind of career that I need to build. I didn't have to face a lot of uncertainty. And thank my mom and dad didn't have to make me struggle with a lot of uncertainty in that time. But it doesn't mean I didn't have to work, right? Like, I had to work all the time. And I was, and I mean, I like my classmates. I really appreciate them. But I was stuck with same group of people with many years. And for me, you know, the judgment, the criticism, the positive, negative emotions, or the recognitions, all the things come from those group of people. And it's really hard, you know?
I believe that, yeah. It sounds incredibly hard. But I think that's the difference. I didn't have that much pressure when I was a child.
So
for me, being an adult seems harder, but it really depends on how you grow up.
Yeah, right. I guess so. In that case, I think Chinese foundational education system is great because that will always makes you feel that adulthood is like easier.
That's good, I guess.
Right? Because you get system, you got education, which I definitely think everybody should if they have that condition, right? The foundational education is great. It's necessary, it's mandatory, in my opinion. But when it's harder, and as long as you're not like physically bullied or something, you kind of learn from that. And ever since then, your life experience, like the difficult time, it goes you're going up at least, right? Because I faced a lot of challenges in my adulthood. I was living in the Middle East, and I was stuck in the workplace. I was not necessarily stuck, but when I was there, I was, right? And when I went there, it was the first time I leave my hometown, but directly in the Middle East, and getting a brand new job in a completely new field but I thought it was like the best company, like in the field, right? It was an airline, but then it was the top, but it was very strict. It was extremely strict. But compared with the high school education that I got in China, it was just kind of, it was okay. It was acceptable. So when I had the hard time, I always thought about like when I was preparing for Gaokao, which is the AC, sort of like the ACT in China.
Yep.
I was like, this is not that bad. Or I can make it because I made through that, right? And when I had a very depressing time when I was in New York. And I was like, this is better than when I was in the Middle East because I can go out and make friends and do activities that I wanted to, do some sports. So that's what I'm saying. It's always like, you always feel like you can make it because you made through that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
This is how I feel.
Yeah, that's a good thing about it, I think. If you're going through these challenges and you really make it, then you're much more confident in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's maybe something the German education system is missing a little bit.
Really? But I thought they're strict.
They are not that strict. In my opinion, it was pretty easy to get the qualification to study.
Okay, but...
It might not be easy for everyone, but for me it was.
Okay, maybe you're a genius.
I don't think so, but I'm not dumb either.
Yeah, right. But like you mentioned about that you weren't the best in terms of reading books, passing the exams, but some people are, and they got better scores and getting to the university system. Maybe they fit that system even better.
Yeah, maybe, because the German education system is really... remade for remembering things. It's not made for transfer your knowledge onto new exercises.
Oh, so it's cramming system as well. Cramming means like I just like put whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You just get input and then when you get
you
vomit it out and.
Yeah, that's Chinese system.
Yeah, it's the same in Germany for most of the school time. I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe in the last years, in some subjects, it's a little bit more different.
Okay.
But not always.
I see. Yeah. Okay. This part is really similar than the Chinese one, but we have a lot of like big population, so it was just highly competitive. Now our population, it becomes a different problem. Like, we have less population, and like we have less or low birth rate. So I guess that generation will be not as competitive when they go to the education system. But my childhood was definitely, or teenagehood was definitely not really fun. So now I think there are so many challenges and difficulties and responsibilities that we have to carry during adulthood. But I definitely feel like at least I have freedom. At least I can do and choose the path that I want to, right? Maybe people will complain about, like, I have to do this job or whatever, but do you really have to? You actually have some kind of choices, of course, with condition. But when we were in the high school system, you really cannot choose a different discipline to study. But that's in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think the declining birth rate really helps with that.
Oh.
Because the declining birth rate is, in Germany, it's the same.
Okay.
It's due to not being able to afford children, I'd say,
right,
in Germany. So
it's, yeah. Okay.
You're still stuck with the system you're in, and you still have to get a job. You just can't afford to have children.
Oh, okay. So we're having the same problem. I guess Chinese people could be more optimistic in this. Because I think when I go to go on with Chinese social media, people complain about the problem we have, right? And it's like the same similar mindset where is that the... Have you ever heard of this quote? Is that the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of problems, but we think on the other side of the world or the on Earth that people are not facing that. Western country, of course, they're developed, they're great, but then seems like they're not facing the same problem. But seems like you guys are facing the same problem. Ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel better. But anyways, I do feel like we could learn from each other, and we are learning from each other. And not gonna lie, that Chinese especially love the German mindset in terms of their work ethic, especially. So these two parts are like really we're very similar. But I wanted to, ask this question: if you have children in the future, which kind of educational system or which kind of like childhood or teenagehood that you would put them or prefer them to have, like in terms of how to get education? Do they get strict one or get easy one? Which one would you prefer?
I think I would move to Northern Europe, I'd say. Maybe Norway or Sweden or something like that.
Okay, not here, not Canada.
not Canada, not in Germany.
Yeah, why is that? What's the difference?
In Germany, we recently reactivated the, it's called Wehrpflicht, when you have to go to the military at some point.
Oh, okay.
If you're not unable to go, at least.
Okay, that's
so,
Korea or
that's
something.
That's pretty shitty.
All right, yeah, that sounds like not good. Okay, but... Okay, apart from this, based on, this is definitely a reason, right? But what about, like, the education system? Do you want them to have hard childhood in terms of, like, learning, studying everything with less freedom? Or you'd rather they have, like, happy education, happy life in the early stage?
Yeah, it's kind of, I would like to have them the best of both worlds, so...
You cannot get everything.
You might not, but that's what I said. Northern Europe, because what I heard about the educational system there is that they are more focused on letting the children learn what they really want and what they really like, so they can specialize and what they're interested in.
Okay, that makes sense though. But if your kids have ADHD, what would you do? Put them in the treatment or? Or not gonna do anything about it?
It depends on. I'd say I would get some treatment, but only if they really want to and if it helps. If they don't get any benefits from it, it's more like they're just a little bit different and don't have any problems with doing what they really want to do, then that's fine. They don't have to get any treatment.
Okay, yeah. I feel like if I have children and they're diagnosed at ADHD, I don't even think I would do the diagnosis at all, though. I would definitely don't think it is a problem. I would be like, oh my God, my children has like great creativity. I would definitely feel that and find what they're interested in and then use their hyper-focus mode to achieve their goals or do the lifestyle. But also, I complain about like the strict educational system or the experience that I had in China when I was childhood and teenagehood. I would still probably want my like children to get that too, like get a harder, like healthy though, not like getting bullied mentally, emotionally, and physically, that kind of like useless suffer, but or harmful suffer,
yeah.
But more like to trade their resilience in something. But I would just carefully choose the mentors and the teachers and the school environment, right?
Yeah, but then that's the same as I said, the best of both worlds, I guess.
Oh yeah, no, like I think it's more like at least this teacher is not pressing you down, right? Like you're stupid because you're not like being able to focus on this book that we're reading, or just being like unreasonable, or this teacher hates his job so that he threw this all this tantrum and hatred to your children. That's like one of the teachers that I met. And that really, but it just like, I had support from my parents. So I don't think it really affects too much on my mentality, but it could. I see this kind of teachers ruin people's future.
Yeah.
Like you actually mentioned that there's some like, oh, don't do this, you're not good, and get out of the system. So they're bad. That's what I'm saying. But I want the education system to be strict.
Yeah.
So they have like less hard life when life's going on, so they could always stay with like optimistic mindset as how I see the life.
Yeah.
But it could be ideal, I'm just saying. All right. Well, like the time goes really fast. Do you have anything to share with us before the end of today's episode? And I know you're going to leave Canada and back to Germany in 2 days. So, yeah, like share some opinions with us or thoughts.
Oh, that's the pretty broad question again. What can I say? I really enjoyed my time in Canada here, and I really like to be on your radio show.
Thank you so much.
Before getting here, I really didn't think I could be on a radio show. I would be too nervous.
Right.
But you made me feel very welcome here, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, from like tuning in from WeChat video channel. And thank everybody who's listening through this radio show, though. I think I would just post more. I would work on posting more and running my social media, which is Comedy Negotiator on the Instagram, but I never really promoted it, but I wanted to promote it more and people can leave comments and engage that if they're listening in Canada, Vancouver through the radios, right? Because we can see the comments from this WeChat directly. But I have no idea how other audiences who are listening through the radio think about. But anyways, it was really nice to have the conversations with you. I know you're a little bit nervous, but then I love your opinions. I think you share valuable information with us as well. Hopefully in the future, we will be able to have you share more and knows what's going on in the rest of your life experiences with your ADHD talent, I would think, in the future. So thank you so much. And yeah, that is the end of our show. And I hope to talk to you next Thursday. The next show is Jacob's and Not the Arts show. And okay, we have to deliver this to him because there's not much time left for him. But thank you so much and talk to you next week.